We're up to the Gemara, Daf Tzadi Dalad Amud Aleph, five lines from the top. Tonu Rabbonon, Haya Oymet Chutz L'Modiin. If someone was standing out of Modiin. Now, Modiin, we said, is the city that is 15 milin away from the Mokum of the Shechita. So Haya Oymet Chutz L'Modiin, 15 milin away from Yerushalayim, V'yochol, or actually from the Hazara, V'yochol Likonez B'susim U'Befrodim, and he can enter, meaning, right now, I'm Chutz L'Modiin, right now, I'm considered Derech HaChoykenik, right now, I'm not Chayv Koris, I'm Derech HaChoyke, I'm Potter from Koris, V'yochol Likonez B'susim U'Befrodim, that means, right now, I'm Chutz L'Modiin, right now, I'm in a situation that I'm allowed to be considered Derech HaChoyke, I'm Chutz L'Modiin. But I could enter. What's the word in Teich Medin? Teich Medin means you can enter. Let's say I'm Chutz Medin, but I could enter technically because I have a horse and buggy, or horses and mules, or whatever I have, a way of transportation that can get me there on time, as if I would have been Teich Medin. I can take an airplane. I can take a car. Be'etzim. So you might think, Yochel Yechayev, maybe considered that you're not Derech Choyke, like Derech Kroiva, and you should be Chayev Chorus. Talmud Loimar, the Pasuk says, Uvederech loy hoya. He wasn't on the road. Uvahalo hoya bederech. This person's on the road. Bottom line, he's considered derech choyke. He's on the derech. So he's not considered that he's chayv kores. Why? Because anytime you chutz medin, you call derech choyke. You don't look at 1 second. Maybe I can be able to get it with horse and buggy and get it quicker. Now the Gemara says, Faket, hoya oymed lifnim en medin. Let's say a person within Medim. That means I'm considered Derech Kroiva. I'm lifnim Medim. I'm coming. But ain't a yochel ikoneis bnei gmalim v'koneis ha'ma'akvis oisoi. I'm stuck in traffic. Gmalim ha'ma'akvis oisoi. I'm sitting on a wagon, and it's ma'akvim, the roads. Why am I on this wagon? Why don't I walk? I can make it. In the old days, we're talking about the whole million is walking. So get off the wagon and start walking. You know why? Zok Rashi, because I have my family with me. Zok Rashi, b'nei gmalim v'konois, v'yo maybe bonavu b'nei beisi aleihem. Imam is with him. Imam is another guest. So he took them with him, so I can't just leave them. So you might think over here in such a case, you'll be potter. Ha'yo'oim v'lefinim en amadim, v'en yochel ikonim b'nei gmalim v'konois ha'mak v'zoi, so yochel lo'i yechayev, tamal lo'ima, uvederech lo'i hoyo, v'agay lo'i hoyo b'derech. That's not called b'derech. That's not called traffic. That's not called on the road means chutz l'medin. You're within Medin. You're 5 minutes away. So you're bumper to bumper. You're sitting in a car. Pick yourself up and leave your family and walk. But leave your family. Zok Rashi, that the chiddush is chayev she'ein ze oynus she'esh loy li shomet v'leilech yichidi v'lishchot. Koshecht. Why are you with them? You have to leave. You have an obligation. Now this whole question of susim ufrodim, like Rashi says, b'merutza, they can come quicker. So the ikavot in derech choyke, the pshat is because derech choyke is measured klapei a person's feet. That's called derech choyke. Are you derech choyke or are you not derech choyke? It doesn't change suddenly because of the hechatimtza that you can get it quicker because horse and buggy or because of wagons or susim. That is the ma'is of Oshteto. Now, the Tiferes Yisrael, in one of the Purushim, he says that Lossed Lava is going to be the same thing. We're going to have L'chshibonah Beis HaMikdosh, so we're going to have to bring the Pesach. So what's called Derech HaChoyka? So even though they might have, he says, the ways of travel might have changed, which even in his times, still the measurement is Derech HaChoyka is totally in a person's feet. Now, that was the Kamash on the Gemara. Toises before, is a gayety. I mean, it's the same Yisoid in a way. We had a machloikas on Sari Gimel Amid Beis that what's called Yochel Ikonis, what's the Erechoika? Is it Mokam Achila, come to the Zman of the Achila, or Zman of the Shechita? That means Chutz Medin, what is it called Chutz Medin? Am I able to reach eating? Now, eating we said is the whole night, or Chatzois, or Alois, or is it the Zman of the Shechita, which is from Chatzois until Shkia, or Ben Abayim. So, fact is, the second Dibra Maschil
on Tzadik Gimel Beis, Rav Yehuda Oymer Kolshen Yochel Likonet B'Shas Achila, Tema, Dile Rav Yehuda Min HaMedin Lo Yochel Likonet B'Chatzi Hayoyim, B'Chol HaLayla. The Kong Rav Yehuda Min HaMedin is I can't reach it the whole day and half the night until Chatzos. We're talking about 12 hours. Ula B'Shas Chita, and Ula that same distance is B'Shas Chita, I mean I can't reach it anytime, but it's Manu D'Shchita Ben Abayim on Yudalad. The Nixi Anon. How does it be such a discrepancy in the zmanim? What's called a distance? V'yesh loymar the istatum drochim. We're talking about where it's traffic. Yes, he's talking about where it's istatum drochim. It's the roads are closed, and that's what can take so long. Kamim b'roshana. That's one terz. V'oyda libidra b'kiva kaima the islay tchum in the reisa. If tchum in the reisa, so the rabbi Yudi yochel ikonis min amidim at somach letchum b'tchilas alaylo. So that be'etzim you come to Rabbi Yehuda, you would also have to reach before the beginning of the night, because that's when Tchumen starts. So it's not the pshat, I have to chatzos, I have to lalois. No, you have be'etzim to tefilas halayla, and he has the other man domah has from ben abayim until the end of the day. So it's not much of a difference between layla. Zok the gemara weiter. Zok the gemara omar rove shita alfa pal se have alma. The world is 6,000 parsi. We said before, back in the Gemara before, we said, Mahalach Odom Beini is Asora Parsois. Person walks an average, starting from Alois until Tseis, 10 Parsois, which is 40 mil, because every parsi is 4 mil. Person walks 40 mil. So now, if he wants to walk straight the whole day. So, Omar Rava, the world, that means the sun's evolving around the Rekia from sunrise to sunset before it goes below the Rekia, which is really half the world, right? It goes half the radius. So that is 6,000 parsi. Now, that's not such a crazy number if you do the math. Meaning, if a regular person walks one full day, we said 10 parsa, which is 40 mil. So if the world, the sun traveling that distance is 6,000 parsa. What's the difference between 10 to 6,000? 600 times more, right? So does it make sense that the sun travels 600 times more? That means, theoretically, if I walk one day 10 parsa, so that means in 600 times that, I can go, 600 times is half the world because we're saying the sun. So 600 times, 600 days, I can walk half the world, half the globe, if I walk straight, obviously without mountains and without rivers, walking straight. So that means if it takes a person to walk one day straight 10 parsa, and the sun travels 6,000 parsa in that same time span, meaning 600 times more, so if a person walks 10, so 600 times that is basically a year and a half. A year and a half. That means if you walk over 3 years straight, you'll come back to where you came, around the whole globe. That makes sense. Imagine walking. To walk around the world. What?
It takes three years to walk around.
But today we have mountains, right. And that's not a straight line. But if, let's say, it would be a straight line walking, it would be, 3 years. See you in 3 years. You come back to the same spot you're standing now. I'll pay this judgment. Now, Zogti Gemara Omar Rava, Shita Alpha Parsa. Has anybody ever done that? I don't think it's in the Guinness. No. What did you say, Rebelli?
Why are you saying only half the world?
Because the sun doesn't go around the whole world. We're talking about the day. Shita Alpha Parsa Ava Alma, we're explaining this based on the sun traveling. The sun traveling from morning to night is we're saying now, the Zog Rashi, heck from east to west. Hekev hiluk achama betoich achol mi mizuch lemaygov, which is half the globe because it doesn't go around the whole world. Okay. Zok di gemara.
It's not possible to walk, let's say, terror.
We're not saying that the person is actually walking this distance. We're saying the sun travels this amount every day. Shita alpha parsi, or that's the size of the world. You want to know the size of the world? Shita alpha parsi, or actually half the world. Now the gemara continues. V'sumcha d'rekia, and the thickness of the rekia itself, where the sun sets, that means between shkia and seis, or between alois and netz, is alpha parsa, 1,000 parsa. Now the proportion between
1,000 and 6,000 is 1/6. If you remember the Gemara yesterday that we said that from Alois until Netz is 5 mil, from Netz until Chatzai Sayoim is 15 mil, from Chatzai Sayoim until Shkia is 15 mil, and then from Shkia until Tzeis is 5 mil. So that altogether we said it's 40 mil a day. So the proportion from the Rekia, which is similar to from Alois to Netz, is 5 to 40, is that proportion of, or actually we're going now in 30 without the Rekia itself, 5 to 30, because 30 is without the Rekia, without the Alois to Netz, and without the Shkia to Tzeis, is 30, that's 1/6. So that makes sense. This is Misvara we're saying. If it's Shita Alpha Parsi Alma, so then the Reksoimcha the Rekia, which is Alois to Netz, and Shkia to Tzeis, is 1,000 parsa, the thickness. Because that's proportionate to 5 mil versus 30 mil, the world itself. A proportion of 1/6. V'somrikia alpha parsa. Another Gemara explains this svara. Chada Gemara. The first thing, the first statement that Rabbi said is a Gemara, meaning, have a Kabbalah. That shita alpha parsa, have a alma. The chada svara, and the second statement, that it's 1/6, is a svara. Why? He holds like Rabbi Avchanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Because kamam halachot and beni b'yoyim yud parsois, the person walks 10 parsa. When is that? Mi alois hashachar vad netz hachamo, 10 parsa from alois till netz. Hey milim mishkias hachamo ad seis hakoychovim. Meaning, 10 parsa is altogether, that's 40 mil. 5 mil you walk from shkia till seis. Chamishim milim nimtze oivir shal rakia. So the thickness of the rakia is 1/6. Is echad mishisha b'yoyim, 1/6 of the day. That is the Gemara's cheshbon. Now, zok the Gemara, we're going now like Rabbi Avraham Yochanan. Oh, meisvei Rabbi Yehuda, meisvei Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. We ask the following question: Oivir Shalakia, Rabbi Yehuda said, Oivir Shalakia is echad ma'asara b'yoyim, 1/10 of the day. We're saying now in cheshbon that it's 1/6 of the day. Depends if you count with the oivir itself or the day itself. But here we're saying it's a different calculation. It's 1/10 of the day. The oivy is 1/10. Teda, because my proof is as follows. Kama malachodem beini b'yoyim. How much does a person averagely walk on one day? Esa parsois, 10 parsa. Now what's the cheshbon? How do you split the esa parsa, the 40 mil? Umi alois hashacha na netza chamo arba milin. 4 mil. And altogether you said it's 40. That means 4 out of the 40 is 1/10. 1/10. Mishkiya sacham atzei zekhamo, 4 milin. Not like we said before, 5 milin. Nimtzes oivir shel rakia, echad ma'asara b'yoyim. Tufta de Rava. Rava said that soimcha de rakia is alpha parsa, because it's comparable to walking 5 mil. Rav Yehuda said it's 4 mil. So we have a machlokes, what's shkia tzeis? Or what's alois till netz? Is it 4 mil or 5 mil? So that's a kasha on Rava. Number two, tufta de Ula. Ula also said before, on Amud Beis, he said it's 5 mil. It said 40 parsa and 5 mil for my lois until nets. Zog the Gemara tufta. Now, the Gemara says, Lema tave tufta de Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe say it's also a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said that my lois hashacha v'netz hachamo is also chamisha milin. Rabbi Bechanan said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So it should be a kasha name also. Zog the Gemara, Om aloch, ano biyemomo hu da amri, v'rabonon hu de katoi, de kochashven, de kadmo v'chashucho. The Gemara is saying now, when I said 5 mil, it meant not when you start from Alois until Netz, or from Shki until Tzeis, it means you started before Alois. You started an early morning walk, before even sunrise. So then it's taka 5 mil. And when you go from shkia to tzeis, it doesn't mean tzeis, it means past tzeis. So mele, I'm not medaktik in the five is really 4. So mele, that coincides with Rava's statement. And mele, it's adestira. Zog the Gemara, dekato, dekachashvin, dekadma, v'chashucha, earlier and later. Zog the Gemara, lehme tavit yufte Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina brought a pasuk by Loit. It says, Loit bought tzoaira, Hashem is yotza la'oretz, which is alois. And then it says, ukmoya shacha ola, which is alois. And then the malachim went away, and Hashem is yotza la'oretz, which is nets, and Loit came to Tzoyar.
And Rabbi Chanina says, I measured it, it was 5 mil. So we see from Alois the Netz is 5 and not 4. Zogdi Gomorrah, Vayaitzu Shaini. Vayaitzu is the Malochim. When you travel with Malochim, then that's out of right to regular distance. Regular, it's 4. Malochim, the Rishalmi says, they flatten out all the bumps and the hills, so you're able to go 5 in the same time span. You're able to go more. That's one pshat. Or Vayaitzu Shaini means, when you travel with Malochim, so then Poshid, you go quicker. So maybe you get the further distance. So
he was running,
especially with Malochim. So you're running, so Mele, you're right, that's the Chayotaj Vayitzu. He was running, so Mele, that's why it's not a riot. Rishalmi says, Tam, they flatten out, like Kvitsa Derech, they flatten out the hills. But the Pashas means they're running, so it's not a riot from there. So this is the Gemara says now, I got it, the Gemara, we all know about it, how, why, and the Gemara changes. The 5 is not 5, it's really 4. And in addition, the Gemara soon is going to make a whole tuft on this whole premise that the Alma is Shita Alpha Parsa. Plus these two Cheshbonis, if you calculate 1/6 or 1/8, you calculate with this man from Alois and Eitz, or without it, is really the Machlokes Magen Avraham and Goyin, the Gabbai Zman Kriya Shema. Is it from Alois until Tzeis, is it from Netz until Shkia? There's a Yisori Tekatois over here, very famous Toises. The Ganze Shita Zabein Utam is based on this Gemara and Dav Tzari Dalet. Zog Toises, Reb Yudah Oymer Mishkia Zacham at Tzeis Kachovim is 4 mil and 4 mil. Koshel Rabbein Utam, the Besoif by Madlikin. The Gemara and by Madlikin Dav Lamed Dalet. The Gemara says, Ezu ben Hashmoshes, what's called ben Hashmoshes meaning? From Shki until Tzeis, Mish, Rabbi Meloch, Rabbi everything, Rabbi Shabbos. Misha Tishka HaChama, once the sun sets, Kozman Shepnei Mizrach Madimin, Divir Rabbi Yehuda. As long as it's still Madimin, you still see the sun rays. And then once you don't see those rays, don't have to be pitch dark, that's called Laila. Umaskin and Hosom, and the Gemara comes out, the Ben Hashmoshes, the Rabbi Yehuda, Tilsa, River Mill, 3/4 mil. This is Rabbi Yehuda. We're not asking a different mandom, but there's a few mandom in there. How does Rabbi Yehuda say 3/4 mil is Lila from Shkia to Tzeis? And here he says 4 mil. We had a kash from 5 mil, so we answered it. Running is different, and Malachim is different, etc. Or Kadme v'chashuchi, you started earlier. That's Tirutzim. But the Maaser Rabbi Yehuda says 4 mil, and here he says 3/4 mil. Now, because of that, Zokta Ben Utam, and it's in Sefer Yosha also. The Hocha Komar Mitchila Shkia, the Hanim Mishosha Matchelas Achamali Konis Ba'ovi Arikia. Here we start from the Machadish, there's 2 Shkias. You start from the Tchila Shkia when the Chama starts going into the Rikia, Ad Halailo, have a Dalad Mil. That's Taka Dalad Mil. All the way till the Lila when it's pitch dark. Here we're talking about a person walking, right? So it's 4 mil from the Tchilas Halailo until, and from the Shkia until the Lila. Vahosim Komar Misoif Shkia. He's mechadish, there's 2 Shkias. Over there we're talking about the last 3/4 mil until Lila. That's when Shkia Sacham starts. What we call Shkia, he says, is from the Shkia before the end of the Lila. That's why he's miyashu the 2 Sugyas. 1 Sugya, he says, 3/4 mil. Here it says Dalad Mil. So he says, here we're talking about from Shkia until Lila. And there we're talking about from the second Shkia, Soif Shkia, until Lila, which is only 3/4 mil.
Now this is the sheet of a minutam that many fears of 72 minutes. Because 4 mil, if every mil is 18 minutes, 4 times 18 is 72. That's as man of Shkita says. And if it's 5 mil, that's a cheshbon of 90 minutes, an achtel, because it's 5 times 18, which would be 90. Now the Shitas HaGoinim, and the Goin passing like that in Bir HaGro and Reis Samach Aleph, vehemently argues on the Shita Lahalocha, like Abid this man of from Shkita until Tzeis Gechovim. Because this man is based on the Gemara and Shabbos of Lama Dalet, where over there it clearly says that this man of Lila is Shloish Revei Mil. And that's this man of there. It's talking about this man of Tzeis Gechovim, not 4 mil. So at the end of the day over here, it does say,
what is the going hold? The Maisa, it's the Stimon HaSugyas. The Benetam is Miyashiv, very good, the 2 Sugyas. So the Tzvei Shkiyas. And the Mechaba Paschal is like this. Others bring that the Mechaba was Choyza, but the Mechaba brings this Benetam, La Halacha. What is Shitas HaGoinim? The going hold is very simple. The Sugya over there and the Sugya over here are 2 Sugyas. The sugi over there is talking about what's called Tzeis Kechovim. The Gemara says Gimel Kechovim Beinanim. It don't say it has to be pitch dark. It talks about when is it Tzeis. Night is Gimel Kechovim Beinanim. And that's 3/4 mil, which is 18 minutes is a mil. 3/4 mil, 13 minutes, 14 minutes. Or if a mil is 22 minutes, 3/4 mil is 17 minutes. It's that amount, Be'erach, 3/4 mil. A mil is either 18 or 22, different cheshbonis, 24.
How comes that halacha is a goyim? But the point is that Gemara is talking about seizik achovim for what's called halachic halacha dekalaylo. That's called gimak achovim beinim. Here we're talking about what does a person walk? A person walks when it's still starting to get dark until it's pitch dark, because you don't walk at night until it's dark. So mele, you need all the kachovim. You need all the kacham to come out. That's when it's called Lailo Legabi. When is it supposed to stop walking? So Mela, it's Dalit Milas over here, Malachot and Beinani. And over there, we're talking about a sugi of Lailo Legabi, the din of Halacha Dika Lailo Legabi, what's called Seis. Here we're talking about walking. So walking, a person walks until all the kacham come out. And that taka takes time all the way Dalit Milin. This is Dvorim Atikim. That's the machloikas of Tam, and the Goinim is based on how to learn this Gemara and that Gemara. That Gemara is the sugi of Zmanim. This Gemara is bringing the Gemara Agavdik, which is the Gemara of Hagadatim, but the Menetam boys a shita based on this Gemara. Now many killers be so they paskin like the Goinim, like in Yerushalayim, and they machmir on Tesefer Shabbos. And likewise, those that go like a Menetam are machmir melocha or have sektarian from the first years. Zok the Gemara weiter toshma. Mitzrayim hoya arba meyers parsa al arba meyers parsa. Mitzrayim was 400 parsa on 400 parsa. Now we're going to ask again a tufta on Rava that says that shita alpha parsa ava alma. If Mitzrayim itself, not the whole world, Mitzrayim itself is 400 parsa on 400 parsa, and the Mitzrayim is echad mishishim bekush, 1/60th of kush, so 60 times 400 by 400 is Kush. Way above that number already. The Kush echad mishishim ba'olam, and Kush is 1/60th of the world. So the world is 60 times 400 times 60. That number is the world. So way, way above 6,000 Shita Alpha. Shita Alpha Parsa. Ba'olam is echad mishishim began is 1/60th of the Gan. And Gan is echad mishishim ba'eden. Ba'eden echad mishishim ba'gehenim. Nimtze kol ha'olam kuloi kekisri kedera le'gehenim. The world is like a kisu geira. It's so small. It's like the cover of the pot, and the pot's gigantic of Gehenim. So tomorrow tiyufta. So this is taka a to yufta. Being on this whole cheshbon and premise of shita alpha parsa, and this is one of the cheshbonis in this long bir agra that this whole sugi is really itaisif. So how could this man of tzeis be born on this? Zok tomorrow toshma the tonet veliyo Rav Nosson Oimer. Stated tonet veliyo as follows. Now we're going to learn a little astronomy. The Gansi Yishuv, the whole world, is under one star. You know why? Teda. A person looks up in the sky and he looks in one star. If you walk towards a Mizrach, that same star is in the same position. Now, Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, my Zeda, the Tfus Oretz and the Savyadi has a shtickle on this Gemara, and he says, what do you mean? A person travels, that takes time till you travel. The stars also move. Stars are constantly moving. The constellation and everything. So what does it mean? It's in the same spot. It means the Girsa of the Tanit Veliyo is two people at the same time looking up in the sky. One is a Mizrach, one is a Ma'ariv. That's when you'll see that it's you're under that same star. So Ha'olich le'Mizrach, Oymit Kenegdo, it's in the same spot. La'abruch se'olam, Oymit Kenegdoi, it's in the same spot. Now, how can it all be in the same spot? Michlal, the Chola Yishuv Kuloi, Tachas Koyches Ve'echot, it's so far away. But that means it's be'etzim in the same spot, copy your vision, so that means the whole world is under one Koychev. So now, if you're going to tell me that the world is 6,000 parsa, so then Alpidis Cheshbin, let's say the Koychev is only in the Rekia. You should only be able to see six stars. If you see millions of stars, so it's a tufta that it can't be that it's only 6,000 parsa. The distance from one to another. So the Gemara Tiyufta, this is another kasha on Rava's statement. All right, we'll stop over here. Toshma, we'll finish the last Gemara about the astronomy tomorrow, and then we'll go right to the next year.